One of my classmates from high school was very persistent. Whatever he set his mind to do, he would carry it through at any price. He had already decided in his freshman year that he would become an accountant. He was consistent in his studies throughout his high school years, and he was accepted to a major university with the highest possible scores. He finished the university successfully, of course. In addition to that, he speaks 5 different foreign languages and still wants to learn new ones, too. He says the more languages you speak, the easier it will be for you to succeed in life. According to the proverb, you are as many people as the number of foreign languages you speak. I have a cousin who is persistent, too. He moved to the UK 3 years ago to make some money. His living conditions are not very good. He shares a room with another person, and they share the same bathroom and kitchen with 10 others. His workplace is not the best either, because he is often asked to work on days off, and his boss frequently humiliates him. However, he says he is not going to give up. He plans to stay another 2 years until he saves enough money to buy an apartment.
I think I'm a friendly person. I try to speak to everybody in a friendly way. I don't make differences between people, whether they are poor or rich, black or white, and people like me for this. I'm very careful not to discriminate against people. I treat them all the same way. This is why I can make friends easily as well. I have friends from all over the world.
I am a sociable person, and I've always been that way. I like to be part of a cheerful group of friends. I feel great among happy people, where we can have good talks on any topic, tell good jokes and stories to each other, and discuss current political issues. If I haven't been out with friends for a while, I start missing it. I hate dirty and messy people. I like it when someone is neat and looks after themselves. My aunt is my role model for this, who is very tidy. She takes a shower twice a day and never sweats. She always sprays herself with perfume and has a nice smell. She wears fashionable clothes and goes to the beautician weekly, so she really cares about her looks.
I'm careful with money. I spend only as much money as is necessary. My money is mainly spent on food and bills. I spend a little money on myself, usually on entertainment. Unfortunately, now you have to work hard for a little money. In my experience, the people who blow money recklessly are the ones who haven't worked for it. Spending money is a big responsibility. It shouldn't be blown on stupid things.
My grandfather was very polite. On the street, he said hello to everyone before they did. He spoke to everybody very politely all the time. He would often let people go first in front of him in a crowded store or at entrances. He would give way to people at intersections while driving too.
I'm generally a calm person. Even if someone offends me, I try not to raise my voice and be rude to them or hurt them. I think it's very important to be able to have self-control and remain calm with people, especially when you get into arguments.
My mother is very sensitive. If she sees or hears about someone starving, for example, then she starts to feel sorry for them. She is also sensitive in the sense that if somebody hurts her or says something harsh to her, she gets offended immediately. Maybe she shouldn't take what people say to her so seriously, and then she could often avoid ending up in tears. I used to be sensitive too, but I am not anymore. I don't get hurt if people say unkind things to me. I just let it roll right off of me. If you too obsess with what people say about you or they hurt you, then you are just poisoning yourself.
I'm optimistic. I'm not one who gets sad if it's raining because I know sooner or later the sun will come out again. I have difficulties, but I have faith that I can overcome them. If I buckle down to accomplish something, I know that I can overcome the hurdles. Many people, however, despair if they have difficulties. They get sad and pessimistic. They don't have faith in themselves. That's why they can't solve their problem.